I don't know how many of you have used the USCIS website. It's become so much better. I've heard a speaker once say that he loved using Emma. Emma, to me, is totally worthless. You guys know who Emma is? Yes. So I never use Emma. I've tried it because I thought, you know, I'm going to give her another chance. You know, maybe we'll get to like each other. Maybe this is going to be a long-term relationship. It just doesn't work out. And everybody knows, right, that if you call the 800 customer service number, you always say you want an info pass, right? Because if you don't say that, they're going to cut you off. And I've been hung up on many times, so I finally figured out when you call, just say you need info pass, and you get to talk to somebody. So what else do we have? It's a screening process. The other part of this, too, what I would add to this is, and I know there's actually attorneys out there that do this quite different from the way we practice. There are some who actually have the legal assistant do the initial intake, and that is okay as long as all that the legal assistant is doing is taking information. You've got to be very careful ethically in what the legal assistant is saying to the potential client. Even when answering the phone, your receptionist, if they ask, what's the charges for a work authorization? Or can I become a citizen? If they answer either in the affirmative or the negative, they've given a legal opinion. It's your job to provide the legal information, legal opinion, not the legal assistant. So I do it the opposite way. I assume you do too. I like to bring the client in, talk to the client, make the assessment, tell the client what we need to do. I bring the legal assistant in as well, and then I build a bridge between what I'm saying to the legal assistant. Because if you don't do that, what's going to happen is you're going to have clients that are going to go, hey, wait a minute. I hired attorney George, not attorney Juan, who happens to be the legal assistant or Anna or whatever, right? So that kind of helps your legal assistant be able to know where they go and gives the client, you know, expectations, the right expectations.
Yeah, a lot of my practice is electronic. I actually don't, very rarely do I see clients in office, and a lot of my communications are either via Zoom or direct email. And I've asked my paralegals to CC me on all communications because then I'm able to hop in and answer any legal question without missing a beat. One of the things that I can see is very frustrating from a client's perspective is if you're having a communication with someone thinking that this person's the person working on your case, and then it turns out that maybe you've been speaking to the legal assistant only. And I can't tell my legal assistant to give a legal opinion. And so even for like the smallest things, if I think that there's going to be a question that follows from my client that's going to be legally based and a legal opinion has to come, that's why I like being CC'd, because then I can jump in. And I think that that's actually super important also for record keeping, because then you can go back if a client doesn't get you what you need in time. This happens a lot in employment-based cases when it comes to deadlines for extensions. You can kind of go back and say, okay, when did we notify the client that we needed this? Did anybody drop the ball? And if so, how can we rectify the situation so that future cases don't have that same gap?
The other thing I would add to this, one of the only benefit that I got from the Trump administration is that I learned how to practice paranoid. And I advise this to everybody who's an attorney, young or old. Practice paranoid. What do I mean by that? For one thing, on one hand, what I mean by that is you're going to have to take the extra step. Most clients, I remember another attorney described to me clients as being like lemurs jumping from tree to tree. They go from attorney to attorney to attorney. So most clients, sometimes by the time they get to you, they've already have some kind of immigration history. You need to get a copy of that file from that prior attorney. If you can't get a copy of that file, and even if you can get the copy of the file, I highly suggest that you do a Freedom of Information Act request so that you get the information that the government has. Also, if you've got a client who's coming in and they're sitting there talking to you about how they want to enter into this fraudulent marriage, you know, be paranoid. You never know who's sitting across from you. Who's recording you? Who's coming after you? Now, frankly, under this administration, I wouldn't be as paranoid about that, but it may be another administration that comes in and you never know. Because, you know, attacking immigrants also means attacking those who are there for their due process, which is you. Anything you'd add to that?
Yeah, this actually happens also in employment-based cases. So I practice with labor certifications, and one of the steps in those types of cases is that you have to run recruitment efforts to demonstrate that you've done a proper test of the U.S. labor market, and really this candidate is the only person that's qualified, available, and willing. And I have heard reports that DOL personnel are actually the ones that, not always, but they've been known to apply. And so when you do get an applicant, you have to do your due diligence of letting your client, in my case, it would be a corporation, know, okay, have you properly screened them? And if so, what questions did you ask? How long did it take for you to reach out to them? And did you extend an offer of employment, yes or no? And if yes, okay, well, one of the things that I do at the very beginning of my relationship with my clients is I properly set expectations. Employment-based is very... it's very unpredictable because you don't know if someone's going to apply for that role. And if they do, that means you've done a good faith test and there was a qualified worker. So now you have to do the proper thing, which is to stop the case and then figure out what other strategies you have at your disposal. And it's really nerve-wracking to know that you're going to be, you know,